This video is brought to you by CatBeast.com. Design your own custom snapbacks and hats.
You know, Q actually hit me about this before I even listened to it. He said the same exact thing.
You always could phone Q, man.
He be
telling Morpheus and shit.
But no, I think it's what it was.
Maybe Ghost Riding you.
Vic Mensa's EP, man, there's a lot going on. Before we get into the review, make sure you go and check out our Patreon page. I'm not going to get into details, just go, just Google search it, man, it'll pop up, trust me. Next thing, make sure that you go to the website, deadandhiphop.com. Also check out our merch shop. We got Dead and Hip Hop tees, we got some exclusive tees in there, and one of the members of Dead and Hip Hop has his own shop now.
And he's rocking one right now.
Yeah, rocking one right now. If anybody wants to check out these shirts, it's shop.spreadshirt.com/MikeCTown. So go in there, buy you a motherfucking shirt.
And I'll put it in the description.
Back to the review, the EP Vic Mensa. It's been a minute since we did a Vic Mensa project. It was
the last one we did?
Internet tape.
That was in 2013.
Damn, 2013.
He's been out for a minute. He's been gone for a minute.
So I didn't really know what to expect coming into this. You know, once I got it, I saw it was 7 short songs. And B likes to say, if it's that short, there's zero margin for error. You know what I'm saying? And I think he knocked this right here out the park. I'm starting to become more and more of a fan of EPs. And this project right here is one of the reasons why. You get short, sweet, simple, to the point. But on this project, he gave you so many different types of styles. I did not expect that. I did not expect to hear him singing. I did not expect to hear like that guitar sample that they use on Liquor Locker. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know all of the stuff that was going on with him. So I think that the title of this track was appropriately named as well. There's a lot going on. He talks about New Bay, which I think is the dopest track on there for me. I already knew.
I ain't say shit.
You didn't have to say it, Mike. Your face said it all. 16 Shots was dope. I like how at the end when they was telling that story, how they used the like the sound of Scarface, the movie. Look, man, this right here, from the singing to all of the songs just not sounding anything like the previous one, switching up his flows, everything, man. Like this project right here, if I would have listened to this before we did our top five, it would have been in my top five. It would have been in there. It's just showing that I think Chicago has a lot of talent. And when I'm listening, especially to this project here, it sounds like these are the seeds that like Kanye planted. Like when he came out, he was so different. He was so like pushing that edge. Obviously, you're gonna inspire people, you know what I'm saying? Especially from your own city. This is like what I hear. This is like Kanye. I heard this, I was inspired as a little kid. Now that I know how to do stuff, I'm gonna just take it to a whole nother level, man. This is a dope ass project, high replay value, and obviously bumps in the whip.
Yeah, this was an interesting EP. I thought this was okay. I guess because the middle part of this EP is what kind of, I wasn't really feeling the middle part of the EP. Like the first two, Dynasty. Danger, New Bay, and Liquor Locker. Those are three tracks I wasn't feeling out of this short EP. Dynasty, I think he started off really great, and he finished it really great. I think Dynasty was really great because, you know, you can, like you said, people, you know, he put a lot of, you can tell in some of these songs, he put a lot of emotion. Yeah, like, I felt like he put some emotion in these, on some of these songs that I didn't feel from the internet tape. I was like, wow, where was, like, you can definitely tell he was feeling some type of pain, or whether it was good emotion or bad emotion, you can.
Was in a different place.
Maybe so. Compared to the last project review, I really felt like he had, even though I didn't like the New Bay, I just kind of felt he kind of homed in on his own sound with this EP. And I was just like, okay, this is dope. But yeah, for me, the first two tracks, 16 Shots was good. That's another song where you felt his, passion and anger, and you know, of him, of course, the violence, you know, that's going on in Chicago. So that was another dope song. Yeah.
And Detroit.
Yeah, and Detroit and Clan and all the other ones. But yeah, Danger, New Bay, and Liquor Locker were just kind of like, oh god. Like I mean, I appreciate him going, showing his pop side, you know, it just wasn't tracks that I wasn't feeling. So, but then it got to Shades of Blue. I was like, okay, yes, now he got me back in. Then he finished it with the title song. There's a lot going on, kind of giving you a little introspective of how, you know, him meeting Kanye and getting signed to Roc Nation, because I think this EP is on Roc Nation anyway. But yeah, just kind of like a Kanye West Last Call, like a type of story type of track. So I kind of dig that. But yeah, that's it for me. The three middle tracks, the middle was just like, if he could have just gave me, I don't know. It was okay. I say okay because it's only seven tracks out of, I'm only like four tracks out of seven, so I give it like a okay. It was, those tracks were definitely, the replay value was pretty high on the tracks that I liked. So, but the ones that were bad was just like.
But when you say bad.
Bad for me.
Yeah, bad for you. So you just don't enjoy them, but you can be entertained by them. Meaning, so if you was out and they play like New Bay, like nah, yeah. Like you wouldn't, like it's not. So you'd be chilling with Ken, like yeah, not listening to One Dance, like yeah. You just not even going to participate.
Right. No.
Okay.
New Bay even have that type of swing to it though?
No.
I didn't seem like a dance song.
No, but
it
did.
It seemed like it did not seem like a dance song. It seemed like some old crying in the bedroom shit.
Yeah, I do find myself enjoying this EP a lot more than I enjoyed his previous mixtape that we reviewed. Like I said, the tracks that I really like them and I replay them a lot. So that's saying a lot compared to what his last project did for me. So yeah.
Q actually hit me about this before I even listened to it. He said the same exact thing.
No, it's good song Q, man.
He be
Morpheus and shit.
But no, I think it's way better.
Maybe Ghost Riding the dude.
He said the same. He was like, "You're gonna fuck with the first two and the last track." He said the same thing. Like he said, "I don't see you fuck with the middle piece.
You or
of this me?
You
of this album, man." And he was fucking spot on. Because yes, Dynasty and fucking 16 Shots, he came with that fire, man. Like he had something that he wanted to get off his chest. And like I said, I think the world has changed for all of us, and specifically him, since the internet tape. Like there's a lot of things that he's paying attention to, a lot of things that started to affect him as an artist. And I like that, you know, he's moved to actually create songs about it and talk about it. In this way, you know, everybody that's been watching the show since forever, since 2011 or whenever you picked up, you guys know that I love this socially conscious type shit. And the first two were just right up my alley. Shades of Blue again, you know, and then just him on the ending track, just basically giving us a breakdown of everything that's been going on with him, you know, over the last couple of years since he dropped this project, because he pretty much disappeared. Up until now, he's been gone. And there's been a lot of stuff going on in the world that's obviously been affecting him. And, you know, I love that he was able to put this out on record, man. Just drop this little quick short EP. I think, you know, going back to what he was saying, be about the middle section about it with Danger, Nube, and Liquor Locker. You know, it probably was him trying to do something different, be a little bit different, switch it up, change the mood up a little bit of the EP instead of it being so heavy, you know, which is fine. I don't have to like or appreciate those songs, but, you know, there are people that do appreciate and like those. You know, I'm pulled towards Dynasty and 16 Shots, and there's a lot going on. And for me, I think that's where the strength of this album lies. Even, you know, I think Danger did slightly grow on me a little bit. The hook kind of throws me off, and I think listening to it a couple of times, it, you know, kind of, you know, wore me down a little bit. But yeah, when I first heard it, I was like, what the fuck is this? You know, but
to go from 16 Shots.
That was a hell of a shift. But yeah, no, I appreciate the young brother, man, you know, taking time out and to come back with something like this, that's meaningful and impactful, that people can listen to and take with them. And hopefully resonate with some people, man. So I think that's dope. So salute to the young brother.
I mean, I don't think I have much different to say than what these guys have said. I'm pretty much in agreement with them. Except I actually did like Danger. I had no problem with Danger. Like, I didn't know what to expect at all. And when Dynasty started, I was like, wow, okay, he totally shifted sounds real quick. Cool. 16 Shots came on, I was like, holy shit, like, this dude really changed. 16 Shots is definitely my favorite track on this whole album, or EP. 16 Shots, to me, was that song, because it was like, I don't think we've heard Vic rap like this, like, where he's, a song like this, to me, can come off empty, you know, it could just sound like an angry kid, but the way he sounds on this, like, he sounds informed about the issue. He sounds angry, he sounds empathetic, like when he's talking about, you know, the mom, like, how would you feel if this was your son, like, and he's really doing a great job of breaking down what happened with that case, and you get why he's so angry. So I thought that song was just really well done. Danger, I'm not sure, I mean, I guess I get why you guys didn't like it, I get it, but I thought Danger fit. It was, like he said, it was New Bay and Liquor Locker that I was just like, whoa. So I was really like, damn, I'm three tracks in. I'm loving this EP and I only got four more to go. It's gonna be an A. But yeah, I didn't like New Bay at all. And I didn't hate Liquor Locker, but I wasn't feeling it. Shades of Blue I thought was an interesting track because I think it sounded like Drake, but good. And that's what I found to be really interesting about that song. Like, I felt like he had that accessible sound on this, that almost poppy sound, but it worked. And the main thing that made me really like this song is because I think his second verse was probably the best verse on the whole album. Like, there was just a string of shit. Like, when he was talking about, you know, we treat our women like hoes too much, and then he had that line about cigarettes will kill you alone, and then they killing us for cigarettes. Shout out to Eric Garner. I was like, God damn.
And then also, like, him bringing it back, saying that he's spending his own money in the strip club as well.
Oh, yeah. Line, yeah.
To bring it all the way back. Yeah, no, that second verse is crazy.
That second verse was fucking bananas. And then, you know, and then to close it off so perfectly with basically just a whole bunch of verses about what's been going on. Talk about his girlfriend, talk about Kanye, talking about Jay, just all this in one big chunk of bars. And I was like, this shit is hot. But yeah, you know, the only thing I could say that kind of irked me a little bit was he talked about rock too much. And I get it, he's young. I can understand you growing up loving Jay and Rock Familia, whatever the fuck it is that y'all call that shit. I thought they didn't call it Rockefeller. I thought there was a song where he called it. Well, that's Kanye that called it.
Rock La Familia.
La Familia, yeah, okay, never mind. At any rate, that was the only thing I did find to be a little bit kind of annoying a little bit, especially on Dynasty. Like, it was just like rock, 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 rock. I was, you know, it was like, all right, man, we get it. You signed to the rock. Congratulations. But that's a very minor gripe. This EP, I think, sets all of us up for what he's going to do with his album. He's showing that you're not going to get just one monotone sound throughout this project. I feel like he's really going to make a diverse project. So, and I'm glad that he finally kind of stepped out of the Chance the Rapper shadow and he's kind of doing his own music. And I think that this is a very unique sound, because it's like, it's really hard nowadays for rappers to come out and not sound like a gang of other hot rappers. So I think it's cool that he's doing that and Chance is doing that.
And him being in the same city too.
They being in the same city, being friends, you know, being like really tight.
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't a big fan of Chance's album, I'm not gonna sit here and say it sounds generic.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I think this is a fucking solid EP. Even though two of the seven songs I wasn't a fan of, they weren't bad songs. They're just not songs that I would want to personally listen to. Yeah. So I get their place. Their place is with people like him or with, you know, people that like more mainstream type of accessible music. So good job, Vic Mensa. Shit's dope.
All right. If you're watching.
Vic, if you're watching, I agree with everything Mike said, man. I want to see where you go from here. Because you are definitely doing on this project what I like artists to do. You are being introspective. You are talking about issues in the world. You're talking about how it affects you. You're talking about stuff that is affecting you. You're talking about your chick. You're talking about everything. And then you're doing it in different ways. It's not just the same thing. Like Mike said, you can't just put you in a particular category, which is good. And I'm definitely excited to see what's gonna come from this. So, man, keep up the good work, bro. Keep up the good work, because this shit is dope.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to with your full length album, just coming off this, I'm like, okay, you kind of wheeled me in as a fan now. You know, so yeah, keep doing you, bro. Keep doing your thing. I love the emotion, everything you put in some of the songs that I like, that I really like from you. So keep that up. Definitely keep that up. And if that's gonna be what we're expecting on the album, I'm definitely looking forward to that. So good job.
Yeah, I enjoyed this EP a lot, and I like that you're channeling external and internal factors into good quality music. And I think I always think that's important when you can find stuff that you're passionate about and use that to put out stuff of quality. So keep doing what you're doing, man. I really enjoyed this one, and I really don't have much to say other than, you know, keep up the good work.
I echo everything everybody here is saying, man. This is a fucking great lead up to what I hope is gonna be a great album. I think it's gonna be an album that some of us are gonna really have to stop and analyze a little bit deeper than do we just personally enjoy it, because I really feel like it's gonna be diverse like this. And it's kind of unfair to, you know, mark an album down because there's songs on it that you personally don't like, but I guess that's kind of the pains of being a reviewer. You have to look at things a little bit differently than the average listener. But this EP, I think, is excellent. And one of the reasons I think it's excellent is because you did not stick with one sound. You threw all different kinds of sounds, all different kinds of emotions, and you stuck them in there so well to where it didn't sound forced. It still sounded fluid, even though there were two songs I didn't fuck with. The project still sounded fluid. So all I can say is, man, yeah, make another project like this, and I think you'll be on your fucking way. And shout out to the cover art. Whoever came up with this idea for this cover art,
super dope.
Fucking super, super dope. So yeah, props on that.